Let's talk about, today is the March, or May 5th, 1987. Let's talk about what we did before there was TV.
Before what?
Before TV.
Oh, yeah. I think we entertained at the beginning. More churches. Or you haven't done anything. The church has put on so many things. I know our church has put on. We put on a dinner, or we'd have card parties. They were great for that.
Now, would they have it at another hall, or would they have it in the church?
We used it in the auditorium at the school. Everything was in the auditorium.
Oh, the Catholic school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure. What kind of a dance would there be?
Brilliant dance. We had
the band?
Orchestra. We had three.
Oh.
The big bands that were popular at that time.
So we always had
good crowds, too.
Would they dress up in formal gowns
or just
clothes?
Come as you are.
Yeah.
But it was very nice. We always had a good crowd, young and old.
Did they have music like polkas or did they have
it was
variety?
Waltzes and the foxtrots at that time. The polkas hadn't come to be that popular then.
Do you remember any of the names of the bands?
I was trying to think of them. Well, there was one out of Mankato. Well, I think it's... I never thought if I knew my own. They were young kids. Snow? That wasn't Snow. That was in the old school, wasn't it? Well, oh yeah. And the new school hasn't been built that long. It was in the old school.
Was that in the 30s or 40s? Or?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
30s and 40s.
Oh. And of course the other churches had their dinners. They'd always go to them. They were great for dinners.
Would that be on Sunday or would it be on...
No, it would be on the weekday.
On the weekday.
Giving church dinners. They didn't entertain like we did, that is, I mean, with the dances. They didn't give any dances. We were the only one that gave dances.
We were the only ones that danced.
Did you have lunch, too?
Mm-hmm. Well, we served lunch.
At the dance?
Mm-hmm. That was just a good old country holdout.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
No, we always had good crowds, and everybody attended. And there wasn't any drink air carousing in those days either. Somebody leaves to get a bottle. But there were the churches, and then you had the veterans. They always put on something.
Where was the American Legion?
Up over the bakery at that time. I guess it still is. No, they built it.
They have a building. Where the Red Owl used to be.
No, mm-hmm. We were up over the bakery at that time.
But they had it up over Dave's Bake Shop,
where Dave is. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was the American Legion up there.
Mm-hmm. Rindelob's had it at that time.
Mm-hmm. It was Rindelob's, yeah.
Did they have a...
Or Jung's. Jung started it. Jung had the... When I came down, there was a Jung's Bakery. Then Rindelob's.
How do you spell Jung?
J-U-N-G.
J-U-N-G.
So that's always been a bakery in that place.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So did they have dances up there then? American
mm-hmm.
Legion and
mm-hmm.
dinners and yeah. meetings and things?
Mm-hmm.
Was that before World War II or?
Yes. Yes. That was put on mainly by the veterans of the First War.
Mm-hmm. Did they have a women's auxiliary that put mm-hmm. on the food then and all that?
You bet we did. And all we had to work with, they had an old sink that hung on the wall there. And it had one faucet, and that stuck up here. And you had to turn the faucet on here. When the water came this way, everybody ducked because you got a shower. It was terrible. And there were no pots and pans. We carried everything from home. Every blessed pot and pan that there was, with the exception of the boiler, that's what we cooked the potatoes in.
Oh, gosh.
And they had the...
So they had a stove up there.
Yeah, kerosene. Great big kerosene stove.
And you had big dinners where you had meat and potatoes and gravy.
Oh, we had big dinners. Regular ones. Mm-hmm.
How many would come?
Well, everybody seemed to came. We sold tickets and they all came because they all... The dining room was always filled. That front part of the hall at that time was the dining room or the
dance
room.
Did you have to be a member to come then?
No, not when we put on the dinners. That was public.
Open to the public. Mm-hmm. Of course, maybe you raised the money.
That's the way we raised them. Unless we had our own private dinners, like Armistice Day or something like that. We put on dinners just mm-hmm. then for just the veterans.
Mm-hmm.
We were all young then. The boys were in their 30s.
And they had been in World War
One. They were World War I veterans.
That's interesting. So you had to haul all the food up there and all the pots and pans,
mm-hmm.
and then haul it all away.
And that was
a long stairway.
Yes, to go up the long stairway.
Did you go in from the back then? Or was it from the front? Was there a doorway to get in from the...
Yeah. And that's the only exit we had, too. We didn't have a back exit.
Oh. You wouldn't get by with that now with the fire marshal, would you?
Well, we had one down below one time. We were wondering what it was. We heard the fire whistle and saw the fire truck coming up, and we were standing at the front window to see where the fire truck went, and it stopped right in front of the bakery. And we said, well, it must be around here someplace. And they went downstairs to see where the fire was, and it was in the bakery.
Oh my gosh!
Here we were above it cooking.
Oh.
And they had been making donuts, and grease spilled over.
And that was an old building. That would have gone just like nothing.
Huh.
But we kept right on the cooking.
Oh, you didn't even get out.
We never even budged.
Oh, my gosh.
We were
gosh.
Getting a big kick out of it.
Oh.
Yeah, we only had that front exit. That was all. But they put it out, and we went right on cooking our dinner.
Did you ever have any famous person in a band or something like that come to Waseca? The Dorseys?
Not the big-time bands. Oh, no. But the Mankato had an awful lot of big bands at that time. There were the Sandin Brothers. They had a big band. And this Swift, that's the name of the band I was trying to think of.
Hi, Frida.
Hi. How Barney got you?
Oh, good.
You got your dusting done.
Yeah, it's all done.
Well, sit down. We're talking about what we used to do before we had TV for entertainment.
Oh, I won't tell you.
You better. Gladys was just talking about how they used to have big dances at the church, not at the church, but at the school.
Yeah.
And then big dinners down at the American Legion that they cooked for. And dragged all the stuff there and took it all away.
Yeah.
Did you, I don't think that you ever worked up there that I remember, but you must have worked down at the church, didn't you, for our dinners?
What?
Didn't you work down at church on the dinners? When we had them in the auditorium?
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah. And we had to haul things from there for there because we didn't have any equipment. We had a big cook stove, we had that. But outside of that, we all pots and pans down there, too.
Well, I wasn't here.
What year did you come here?
Huh?
What year did you come here?
I can't remember what year it was that I come to Minnesota. But I lived in Iowa and Nebraska.
So. Did you work down at Sacred Heart at the...
No.
At the dinners?
Didn't you work in the hall for the dinners?
No.
No?
Hmm. Can't remember.
Okay.
Well, they used to put on St. Patrick dinners, too.
Oh, St. Patrick's.
And my mother never missed that dinner, St.
Yeah.
Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
What did they have? Did they have a special corned beef and cabbage or something?
Oh, yes. Yeah. They had a good old dinner. That was a big time.
For the whole town.
Big dinner. We used to go to their big dinners
at college. That was the big dinner of Tullamore, the St. Patrick's Day dinner. So we always had a good crowd for that. But we'd go there early in the morning and stay till late at night.
Oh.
Boy, we were tired.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And they didn't have the convenience either to...
No, that's what
like
I said.
When,
we had to bring everything from home.
When you entertain the ladies ate at St. John's, St. Paul's Church. They didn't have the conveniences now that they got. We washed the dishes by hand.
Yeah. Oh, indeed.
And then we had these great big coffee pots,
mm-hmm.
about four of them on the stove, and had to handle them. And
did you make boiled coffee then?
Mm-hmm. With the mm-hmm.
eggshells.
Eggshells, yeah. Coffee pots.
But do the dishes, oh boy.
Yeah, we have the dish. We have the dish dishing brigade.
Did you have meat and potatoes there, or did you have hot dishes?
No, we had
meat
and
potatoes.
See, now they have hot dishes mostly.
It mostly was roast beef and potatoes and vegetables.
Salad. Mm-hmm. They always had a salad.
And we charged a quarter for that dinner.
Oh, no.
Oh. Much,
didn't you just want to give them a quarter and forget?
I think that's what drew them. They got a big dinner for a quarter.
Oh,
yeah.
This was in the 1930s?
No, I'm sure.
Well, didn't the prices go up as the years
eventually
went on?
They don't give those dinners anymore. We used to have a dinner once a month always
well,
at the church.
Well, church has one every so often. Now the men have. Now the men have to put on the dinners. The ladies don't do it anymore.
That's all right. It doesn't hurt them any to cook.
Yeah. We have two of them there, the Connors, the one in the plumbing. He's the head chef. He handles them all. And the entire parish of men put on the dinner. The women don't do anything.
And John Clute, he made all the dressing.
Who?
John Clute.
Oh, yes. Well, there was... what's his name? Was a great one. He makes... Not mulligan stew.
The Connor stew.
Mm-hmm.
Makes that out.
Yeah. Yeah, they have a big mulligan stew dinner. And the Thanksgiving dinner and all of it. They put on a turkey dinner. And they have a good dinner too.
I remember when Clayton was born. He was born March 15th. And it was just a beautiful day. And the nurses were all telling about what they were going to wear to that St. Patrick's dinner, their new outfits. And when it came St. Patrick's morning, it was snowing. That was 60 years ago.
Oh, God.
And they were so disappointed because they was going to wear all their new finery.
Oh. When the Depression came along, did that affect the parties and dinners, or did they still have them?
They still had them, but they weren't patronized as well as they did. Well, I guess they knew what they didn't put on as big a dinner or anything. Then the Veteran of Foreign Wars became active. See, we didn't have that for years here.
Mm-hmm.
And then they broke off from the American Legion. That didn't start until pretty near, around the time of Second World War. That's when the veterans came.
Mm-hmm.
And the veterans, that you couldn't belong to the veterans. Yeah, the veterans of foreign wars. You had to be a foreign war soldier.
Yeah, you had to be you were crossed.
Uh-huh. You had to serve in a foreign war. And still, I guess, today that's why it's foreign wars. So then the soldiers from World War I could join that. But a lot of the boys who served in World War II but didn't go over across or to Vietnam, or not just in Vietnam, it's Korea, they can't belong to the American Legion.
Well, that's strange, isn't it?
Yeah. That they're not a veteran of, but they just have to be a veteran of a foreign war.
Hmm. You'd think that they could choose which one they wanted to go on. They put their life on the line.
So the veterans were never as large as the Legion. Now, of course, veterans are dwindling down and there's more veterans of the foreign wars. Glenview to a day, there will be an American Legion there, like the Spanish American veterans or the Civil War veterans. Someday will be the last man's club. Mm. The veterans have American Legion have what they call the last man's club.
Hmm. What's that?
They gather and they have a bottle of wine, and the last man living breaks that bottle of wine and drinks it to his scabbard.
Mm.
Yeah, they've done that at Mankato. Mankato's all their last man's club. He broke the bottle of wine. Here a few years ago.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah. So the veterans, I don't know whether veterans have a bottle of wine or not.
I don't know, dear.
That's a nice custom, though.
It was a nice custom. That started over in France. They organized the veterans, or the American Legion in France. And they celebrated the war with a bottle of wine, end of the war. And that's where the bottle of wine came in.
Mm-hmm. I should be helping.
Yeah, I can't remember. But we used to, we come here in 1980 back to town. And we used to go to the church. They had the Christian Endeavor, you know, the young people, they got together and we had kind of parties downstairs, and then we had the Sunday school had their get-together, and then later we got about in 1911 later on, I belonged to the Star. I went into the Star.
Eastern Star?
Eastern Star. And I was there over 60 years.
Oh my goodness.
So we had a lot of good times.
They had big parties there at the Masonic Temple, didn't they? Didn't they have big parties at the Masonic Temple?
They had their parties for Washington. He was the first Mason, was George Washington.
Okay. What's a Mason?
George Washington was the first Mason.
What makes people a Mason?
Connected with the Star, you see. The ladies was the Eastern Star and the men was the Masons. And we used to get together then too. And every time they had...
So Washington's birthday?
Washington's birthday. Honored him.
I'm trying to remember where they used to gather something before the book. You all know that.
I can't remember where they had it, either the Star and the Masons had.
Where did you meet before you went to the Anbaugh home?
Huh?
Where did they meet before they went to the Anbaugh home?
Well, they used to meet down at the Oddfellow Hall on the corner.
Yeah, that's
right. You know where that is?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It was there a long time, and they had meetings there. And then after that,
I know that
they purchased the Masonic.
Well, the neighbors, I know they met there.
And then they had their
I know,
meetings
the
there.
I
never got up too much to the meetings. But I went when I could.
Mm-hmm. And they dressed up?
They used to have picnics every year. I remember one time... Mrs. Gold was the head of it there. That's long ago, kind of.
Must have been before my time.
And we had a picnic.
Yeah, I know.
And a couple of us, we was kind of new there, you know. And instead of bringing in we brought our picnic dishes all inside. And pretty soon when the meeting started, they began to fall on the floor. Well, of course, Mrs. Gold was the leader. She was right after us, you know, it made such a noise. And we kind of knew at it then. But we used to have good times, picnics and things.
you call that before TV, but it was to me because we never had any TV on then.
Well, that's been going for a long time. Yeah, people used to be more social, do more social things
while
they'd be out of the house because they didn't have the entertainment in the house. Of course, they had radios.
Yeah, that's why. They had radios. I remember when the Lindbergh flew over.
Oh, did you listen to that on the radio?
Oh, I remember that so well when he flew over the ocean the first time we had the radio on.
The squeaking door.
The first time we had the radio, that's on the farm, we had it on when he flew over the ocean.
Pretty exciting.
All exciting it was. Nice. We just sat there and listened till he finished up.
How about you? What did you used to do before for entertainment?
We were kind of isolated. We were out in the country, you know, so we didn't get too much.
Did the neighbors get together and have?
Yeah, they did. We used to have on Sunday afternoon, there used to be a missionary that came. And one of the neighbors would have always had meat at their place, and then she would serve the dinner for all that came, which was a big affair, see. Otherwise, it was pretty quiet. Of course, afterwards, it was all like the Eastern Star and the Legion dinners. Those, of course, we attended. We had to work.
Oh, you had to work, too, well, besides attending.
And wherever we went, we had the church, of course, it was always the big supper, so we had to work. So, that's old. Many years ago now.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, as far as my youth, it was pretty quiet because I lived out in the country and didn't have all the entertainment. The only thing that I can remember, well, there used to be a farmer across the road up, where the Monterey is now. But they used to get together and they had built a floor, or whatever you call it, and they would hold Saturday night, they'd have a band concert and they'd have a dance. And I'd get together, just the neighbors. Of course, the young people would be there.
Who gave the band concert? The neighbors gave the band concert?
Yeah, they'd get together, you know, several of the farmers would be playing instruments. Oh, yeah, it was a big day.
Yeah, that sounds like fun. Yeah, got to know your neighbors better.
That's right. Of course, I never went, you know, because I wasn't supposed to go. So.
Well, you weren't supposed to go to dances?
No.
Oh. How about Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts and 4-H and things like that? Did that take?
There was any of that.
Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts, but the 4-H didn't start till later.
Henry was a Boy Scout.
Boy Scout. Jane was a Girl Scout.
Do they have great big numbers then? Not like kind of dwindling again.
They didn't. They just had one big troop, and that's about all they had. And then as it grew, well, then they began to break off into different groups, like the Brownies and the Girl Scouts.
Mm.
They didn't have the Cubs then either. They went right into a Boy Scout.
We had such a big kitchen at the farm that we used to have dances and parties out there.
In your kitchen? Oh my gosh, it must have been big.
It was 18 by 20.
That's pretty good size.
And when we was going to have a dance, we threw everything out but the kitchen sink and the stove. And if we couldn't get anybody to play for us, we had an interplayer piano. The men folks would pick it up and put it in the doorway of the dining room in the kitchen. And then somebody would play that's what we danced on.
Oh, wasn't that fun? When was that about?
Oh, let me see.
Well, that had to be in the 20s.
30s or 40s?
Before that.
It must have been the early 20s.
Oh,
I see.
I know
it must have been about in the 40s.
In the 40s.
In the 40s.
See, my husband, when he was in the 40s, so he was a youngster, they had a player piano out in Colorado. Loved that thing. Sit there and pump it.
Yeah.
You pumped the foot pedals, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like an old-fashioned organ, kind of, the back of bellows.
My aunt had one. I used to go over there and play that. And so you just sit there, pump the metal roll, and keep going around.
Do you remember any of the music, the rolls? I can't remember. They were the old-timers.
Well,
there were some waltzes. There were some waltzes on it.
Popular music of the day. They could all get it all in the roll, Sam.
I know that one was "Don't Fence Me In" and. Oh, I don't know all this. I'm in the jailhouse now, and all those different ones, old time ones.
Yeah. I remember years ago we lived
upstairs. We couldn't get a home hardly for, you know, rent. A place to get was kind of hard. You didn't want to pay too much rent. So we went upstairs. Now this isn't an entertainment, but we went upstairs. Just about time to go to bed, why they had one of those player pianos next to it. It was a kind of a pool hall.
Oh!
And they'd start that up about, well, probably way about 10, maybe 10 o'clock or in there. And it would play and play and play, and it would come right through the wall. It's loud.
Oh.
Well, I must have had a little better hearing than I have now because I could hear it. And it played and played. My dad would get up and then we'd walk around.
Oh.
And then we used to go down to, we'd watch the theater down there, you know.
Sure.
We'd go down, that was kind of entertaining. My mother was with us. She and I would look out and see what was going to be going on that night. If it was something we thought we'd like to see when we'd go.
So you lived right downtown?
Right across the street when Mr. Dawson, I think, was the one that owned it then. Dawson. Name was Dawson.
And it must have lived on Main Street then.
We would go to the show.
So you lived right on Main Street?
Main Street. Across where the clothing store was then. Down at that time, Larson's had a clothing store down there. And upstairs we
so right across from the movie and down
right
the street.
Right at Kitty Corner this way. Mm-hmm. And we couldn't get the window up hardly because it was a great big window. Well, we'd sit in the window and we'd watch what was going on. And it was something up there. Well, we stayed until we could get a place to rent better, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't want to go too far out. It was hard to get out because we walked. But I never forgot that. We had a lot of fun that winter. We stayed there till spring. So.
Well, you're right close to all the action, especially next door.
Yeah, right on Main Street. We could see what was going on. There wasn't too much going on then. But the stairs were so high, clear up two big flights to get to the top. Something.
So you have to carry all your...
My dad and mother went up there too. So that was our entertainment then, was in the theater.
You know, I talked to a lady once who said she'd take the train to Owatonna and go to the movie once in a while. Did you ever do that?
We went to the theater.
So you didn't need to take the train.
Yeah.
Did you ever take the train anywhere?
You know, the Birth of a Nation. We didn't have it here yet, so... Two friends and I went up to Owatonna to see The Birth of a Nation. We wanted to see that. And we didn't know if we'd get it here. Well, they did afterwards. We could stay and seen it. But we were afraid they wouldn't have it. So these two girls and I, we went up in the morning on the train then. We could take it. And we went up and spent most of the day and come back at night. on the train to go to see The Birth of a Nation.
Oh, and
now I don't suppose I'd hardly remember a lot.
Were you thrilled with seeing it then? Do you remember that you were really glad you went and it was worthwhile?
Oh, yes. We enjoyed it. We got our lunch up there, you know, somewhere.
It was a long one, wasn't it?
Oh, I said like 2 or 3 hours, I guess. Mm-hmm. Must have been. But they had it here later.
Was it a good play? Did you have somebody playing the piano for silent films?
Well, they used to have a lady that played it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she played it.
Mamie Coleman played it.
Mamie Coleman.
Yeah, she played
Mamie Coleman?
Mamie.
Mamie Coleman.
She played the piano forever, all the pictures.
Every night she played.
For a long, long time.
That was down here in Waseca, whatever the name of it was.
We had a pit band in both of our theaters.
A pit band?
That's what they call them, pit
bands. Oh, so you were really...
The Sandman Boys had the theater and their orchestra played the music in there.
How'd you spell it?
S-A-N-D-O-N.
Oh, Sandon.
Sandon. Okay. And in the Grand, and they had a big Wurlitzer organ in that one. And, the fellow that played that for years eventually went out to California and got in the movies playing out there.
Oh. You know, I'd forgotten about that, but when I was going to the movies, I suppose it was in the late 40s in Minneapolis. They had a big organ, and he'd play before the movie for quite a while.
Yeah,
then they'd see the movie, and then...
That girl played so much, Ramona.
Yeah.
Earhart.
Yes, that's right. I've forgotten about her. Yeah.
Talk about taking a train. When I was a young girl, my folks, they'd take the train and go to Albert Lea if the circus was over there. And my youngest brother. And then that one time we went to Mankato because the circus was over there. But we could go back and forth because there was always trains going.
Sure. They went pretty frequently then, so you could go over and come back the same day. And
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, we went to... My brother and sister-in-law and I went to the circus to... we got up in the morning here and to Mankato, and we drove over there to see them.
Oh, you drove?
I know. It was nice. We stayed there most of the day. That was when they unloaded to take care.
Wasn't that nice to just spend a whole day to go to Mankato?
Big elephants coming
or
down.
Or someplace.
Out of the train.
And now we have to do 40 things in a day. And we just are breathless.
You'd start the day by going, they unloaded over in Mankato. They unloaded right at the depot. The Ringling Brothers. Well, there was two of them. The Ringlings and the Miller Brothers 101 Wild West Show. You know, that was around so long. Buffalo Bill Cody was in that one. I got to see him. But the Ringlings would always come into town about 4 o'clock in the morning, right there on the tracks in front of the depot, and there was a mob down there at that hour of the morning to watch them unload.
Yeah.
And then the circus grounds was way out towards Sibley Park. Then they would parade the animals way out that way. Then at afternoon, the parade came. Everybody lined the streets for the parade. Nobody ever went home, I guess. And that from that, the afternoon performance was on.
Anybody need anything from the store?
I'll take a bottle of Jergens lotion.
Come on in, Linda.
I was almost done. This is the last. I didn't catch them all before they come in.
Yeah, that's okay.
Jergens.
Mm-hmm. Jergens sandwich. Now, we were talking about the parade, the circus parade, and we're in Mankato.
Wasn't those circus parades something?
Oh, they were beautiful.
And they played that
Calliope.
Calliope. Mm-hmm. That's what took
it used to be called the Calliope.
Yeah,
and they changed it to Calliope.
And that's what took the people's, you know, that thing was always bland.
Mm-hmm.
Did it, was that on wheels, or did mm-hmm. they have it up on a truck or something?
No, it was in a cage, like the animals are. Mm-hmm. But they were, it was in just a cage. And that was always the tail end of the parade.
Yeah.
That was the last thing of the parade.
As well, they always had the parade.
The circus parade?
And then one year they had it here, and I was working up there, and they laughed. None of the other girls cared about it, but I was kind of growing up with the circus. My mother was born in Barrowville when they had the circus started.
Oh.
And my brother, he was all excited all this, so I kind of grew up thinking of the circus. So we... They laughed at me because I was in a working lady too, you know, working up at the office there up at the Big Farmers, you know.
Uh-huh.
And the rest didn't care about me. I was all excited about going to the circus. So I got off and went to the circus.
Oh.
Yeah. I always liked the circus. I always had.
And when the circus came to town, I didn't. The boys would go up there early in the morning when they was unloading to see if they couldn't get some kind of a job and get a free ticket into the circus.
Oh, did they? Did they ever get a job?
Water the elephant.
Yeah,
that was the big thing. That was watering the elephant.
And do some other kind of things around there, and then they get a ticket to go into the circus.
Of course, the bigger and heavier jobs they had, they what they call their roustabouts. They carried them with them. They set up the tents and all. Mm-hmm. The little jobs, like the gopher boys, you know.
Yeah.
you go for this and you go for that. Oh,
and they came in on a train always.
Yeah. They were the ones that would, or if the help wanted them, maybe something to eat or a drink, they'd go and get it for them, you know, and then they'd get their ticket better.
Them are the days.
Yes, those were the days.
those good days?
Yeah,
those were good days.
When the circus has come to town, boy.
It's a big day.
It's kind of a joke, but when I was little, and the folks took me, I don't want this, put it in there, it's kind of funny. And they took me to the circus. I always had to go out because I never could finish. I couldn't go through, you know, and I had to go outside. And so my dad took me out around back of where the elephants were. And as I was sitting there, one of the elephants reached his trunk out and picked up some hay right over here where I was sitting.
Oh.
And
that scared
me so I jumped up. I never could go to the circus without I had to leave because, you know, I had to go out and I always had that trouble to load a kid up.
So the elephant scared
you. By the elephant place. Here he reached out right by me. Well, I was sitting here and here was the elephant. He picked up this hay and put it back.
Oh.
Boy, I was scared.
I'll bet you were. They seem like prehistoric beasts, don't they?
It was awful.
Along with the circuses, there was always another circus of what they call the dog and pony.
What was that?
It was just that. It was dogs and ponies and they all, and little pigs. And they had them all trained and it was good. They had a regular circus.
What, did they go around a track then?
Oh,
or?
Yeah, it's the same thing. Mm-hmm. They had the little Shetland ponies and the little dog like the in the big circuses where the men and women jump up on the backs of the horses. The little dogs would do the same. They had them all trained. They were good.
And pigs.
And now, pigs.
What can a pig do?
Oh, you'd be surprised how they can train a pig. And they were good.
Huh.
And they just gave orders and those little pigs just did everything that the rest of them did.
Did you ever see
pigs train easily. I never tried it, but they say they do.
Hmm. Did you ever see one of those, Frida?
No.
A dog and pony show?
Yeah, I've seen them.
They
did
the circus.
Did you see one, Agnes?
That was about the only team of the circus came to town. We got to see the circus. Otherwise, it was pretty quiet. That was always a big day. A lot of people.
That was in Owatonna, too? And did you go down like they did and watch them unload and have the parade?
No, I never did that, huh?
That's what I did.
You watched him?
Yeah.
Was that fun?
Oh, a lot of fun. You know,
what was your favorite animal to wait for?
Elephant.
You like the elephants too? Did they go along and hold on to each other's tail with the little one behind? It's just like holding hands, isn't it?
Yeah. Feed them peanuts.
Feed them peanuts. Did you go right up to them, or were you...
Oh,
did you let them take it out of your hand?
Yes.
What did that snout feel like when it came in your hand to get that peanut?
It didn't bother at all.
You weren't scared?
No. Those had peanuts for them.
And then the costumes they wore.
Yeah.
To go off on a tangent, I'll go here on the circus. There was a man and a woman, they were married. Their names were Wilcox. He was a trapeze performer. She was a bareback rider. And they were with Ringlings. And one summer when Ringlings were there, he fell and broke his back. And so they took one of those, in those days they had those little shacks, you know, that's what they traveled in. And they brought them over, because Mankato at that time, outside of Rochester, was one of the medical centers. And they brought them to, they left them right there in Mankato, and they brought them over to North Mankato, where I lived, at the foot of the hill, and left that little shack there. And they took care of him so he'd be have medical care. But he was bedbound. And they didn't have very much money. And I don't know how long they lived there, but I remember I was in the fifth grade, and in spring, a bunch of us boys and girls would go up on the hill there and pick flowers, but we usually went around by the lake. But this one day we went down Belgrade Avenue and went up the hill. And as we were approaching that was the first time I had seen that little shack. And I said to one of the kids, I said, "What's that thing there?" And one of them said, "Well, don't go near there because a witch lives there." And it scared the life out of me. So when I went home and I told my mother about it, she said, "Oh, the witch lived there." Then she told me that that was the family that lived there. Well, on another occasion, I went down, and she came out of the shack to get a pail of water. That was a pump down a little part, and she got a pail of water. And she was very, very young. And I can remember she had a little black shawl, and she holding it up like this because it was in the early spring. And she had black hair, straight back with a little comb. And I thought, well, that's the witch, that must be the witch. But I didn't pay any attention to her, I just went on up the hill. Well, they were there quite a few years, and he died. And I was about 4 or 5 years older. And I went out one evening at dinner time, the papers came about dinner time. And I went out and I read it, and in the paper was his obituary. And I read it, and I went out to my mother and I said, "Well, they made a mistake in that paper about Mr. Wilcox." And she said, "Why?" And I said, "Well, it said he was born in Connecticut." Well, she said, "Probably he was." I said, "Oh no, we don't have any circus performers born in America."
Oh.
Well, then after that, mom belonged to a little sewing group. They called themselves a ladies' aid society. They didn't belong to anybody but themselves. And it was winter, and they always made baskets of goodies and layettes and everything for the people that needed them. Well, they made a basket up for her. And I remember they were at our house at that day. And when they left, this one basket sat there. And I said to Mom, "Who's going to take that down to Mrs. Wilcox?" She said, "You are." And I just stood there and I said, "Oh no, I'm not. I wasn't going to take that down there by no means." And she said, "Well, you are." And I said, "Well, who's going with me?"
she said, Lloyd Sprinkle, that's my brother. He's 5 years younger than I. And I said, I'm not going in that shack alone. And she said, well, she said I should be ashamed of myself, you know, for acting like that. Well, we went down, and it was in order. And we trudged down at the end of the hill. And there sat this little shack, and I stood there and I looked at it, and I thought, well, we might as well go. So we went up, and I knocked on the door, and no answer. And I was about like that guy later on the television, is anybody home? I hope not, I hope not. That's about the way I felt. Well, I knocked again, and she just said, come in. And I opened the door, and she was sitting in a little chair, and walked in and I said, and she said, don't say anything when you wish your Merry Christmas, don't say anything because it was so soon after her husband's death. She said, just say that you hope she'll enjoy what the lady sent. So I said, wait, I had something, some gifts for her from the ladies. Never a word, she done just like that. She mentioned this little table, it was only about that big, up against the wall, there was a little square window there. And I put the things down on the table while I was doing that. I was looping all around the place and to the back. It just had the bed. Now that's as wide as it was. There was a bed there. And then right over here was a big stool. One of what they call them, the potbelly stools. And they have a little plate on the top, and that's where she had a little dish of something cooking. And on the table was a lamp. And I was just putting this all in. On the opposite wall, she had a shelf above the window, and there was a valance there. And I thought, that's from her costumes. It was all spangles, real fancy valance of spangles. And on the wall beside it were these posters that they have in windows. One was a bear.